The Antioch Podcast.
Conversations about biblical anti-racism.
Have mercy.
Let me say it one more time.
The Antioch Podcast.
The Antioch Podcast is a ministry of Preach System.
Oh, I got Jesus, yay.
Hello, welcome to the Antioch Podcast, conversations about biblical anti-racism. My name is Eric Nykamp. The Antioch Podcast takes its name from the ancient city of Antioch, the first multi-ethnic church mentioned in the Bible in Acts 11. Because they had no single ethnic identifier, Romans who mocked followers of the way in Antioch called them little Christs or Christians. A name which those early believers soon adopted as a badge of pride. Because of Antioch's location on what became known as the Silk Road, Christians in Antioch were instrumental in spreading Christianity throughout the world for centuries. Our podcast is hosted by a multicultural team of Christian anti-racism educators and friends, and biblical anti-racism is the starting point of all our conversations. Let's go now and listen to today's conversation.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Antioch Podcast, where we have conversations on biblical anti-racism. You all might have been wondering, where are you all at? What's going on? Well, we are here today to answer that question. Not only where have we been, but what are we going to be doing in the future? But before we jump into that conversation, we're going to let everyone who's sitting around the mic today introduce themselves, and then we'll get back to the answers to the questions you have been looking into. So I'll get us started. My name is Michelle, and I identify as an African-American woman.
And my name is Eric Nykamp, and I identify as a white man.
And my name is Xiao Chang, but everybody calls me Chang, and I am Malaysian, Chinese, Canadian, and I'm in Canada.
Well, I'm so glad. You'll notice that we have a shorter team around the mics today. Don't worry, everybody else is still a co-host on the podcast. It's just that it's the summertime and there are complicated schedules. So everyone who is able to be here is around the mic today, but we do want to let you know about what's been going on. But we also want to say thank you. Thank you for being patient with us. Thank you for praying for us. Thank you for still having conversations about biblical anti-racism. Thank you for still sharing with us the episodes that you have appreciated. We just want to say thank you. Thank you so much. It's because of you that we're able to continue to do the podcast and that we are excited about doing the podcast. Now, you have noticed, or I hope you've noticed, that we have been off mic for a while. And I would be the first to say that it was both intentional and unintentional. Intentional that because we do take regular breaks. As you know, we sometimes have some heavy conversations and there's just a lot going on. And we like to practice what we preach. We preach about taking care of self, taking care of our mind, taking care of our spirit, so that we do have the energy that we need to have this conversation. But a part of it was also unintentional. We didn't mean to be away from the mic so long, but life happened. There were some big changes that were going on for many of us. I shared in an episode, well, not in an episode, but in a video that I released a little while ago, that one of the reasons that I have been off mic, because I have been off mic since December, is that my beloved husband passed away after a 19-month battle with cancer. So even during his early days of cancer, I was able to record. But when it got towards the end, it just didn't seem like it was the right thing to do. And then after he passed, I just didn't have the heart to do it. And there was just a lot of things that needed to be taken care of. So that's the primary reason that I was away from the mic. But I have not, my commitment to anti-racism has not waned. My excitement about being on the podcast has not waned, and I really want to thank my co-hosts for just being so supportive during that time. Part of their support was just asking, hey, what can we do for you, praying for you, and some of their support was just like, we're going to leave you alone, Michelle. We're just going to leave you alone. So I appreciate all the ways that they showed up and supported. They surprised me at coming to my husband's homecoming service. So this is when we say that we're friends, we say that we operate like a family, we really do, and especially in times of crisis and in times of celebration as well. So that's what's been going on with me. Eric, how about you?
I've had a mix of things that have taken a lot of my energy. I also was the other person that asked if we could take a bit of a break. We were moving and also doing some caregiving for my wife's parents at the same time and trying to do both. And so needed some time to do that. I have a lot more energy now to do things like the podcasts. So I appreciate having a time to just be able to focus on some really important tasks and to be able to come back and have these relationships again. So yeah, that's been what's been going on for me. So no time for recording or editing for a couple months there.
Yeah, no. I mean, you didn't have a place to record.
Oh my gosh, no.
I'm really glad houses, to be able to sit down. Everything is packed up. Oh my
God. Yes. Never. I don't want to do this again. So.
You are in your forever home by default now.
That's right, because I'm too stubborn to ever leave. Like this once it's all unpacked, it's staying. So.
Oh, and Chong, how about you?
Well, I don't have quite as stressful as either of you the last few months, but I did start a new position as Associate Director of Global Scholars Canada.
Wow.
And it's an organization that tries to, support Canadian Christian professors who wants to be a redemptive influence for Jesus out in the world, especially in majority world countries. So yeah, that is it was neat. I just started that in March, so okay. It's just only a few months in, and it's good. It's exciting, and I appreciate it. So so yeah, that's good. I got other things going on as always. I'm still blogging every week, and I'm on the board with the Christian Courier, which is a Canadian Christian newspaper monthly. And I'm also on the board of this organization called Toward Canada. Just last week we had a few days of a work retreat. It's basically an organization, association, so to speak, or connection, coalition, whatever you want to call it. We haven't quite figured it out yet. But the whole point was the last week was to try and figure things out. It's a association of churches for formerly CRC that sort of have disaffiliated in Canada of trying to see how can we help each other out. Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. So there have been a lot of changes, life changes in all of our lives. And so that was a bit of a disruption. And if you have been a listener to us for a while, we have talked about how do we care for ourselves and for one another in doing social justice work. Well, those same principles that we've talked about before also apply to how do we care for ourselves and how do we care for one another when there are times of social disruptions in our personal lives as well. Because sometimes the political is personal and the personal is political, and self-care is often an act of resistance. So this is where we have been, but we are also on our way because a part of this break, when we had such an extended break from doing the podcast, one of the questions that came up was, do we want to keep doing this? Has it been too much? And to a person, everyone said, no, we want to keep doing this, but let's figure out how we can make it sustainable. Let's figure out how, what has been working in the past, what might be different moving forward. And we're excited to come to you today to share with you a little bit about what's going to be different in the future. And I'm saying a little bit in the future intentionally because it's still unfolding. We're still figuring out. We've got some ideas today, but who knows? 30 days from now, we might figure out, like, you know what? That was brilliant. It was very aspirational, but we need to recalibrate a little bit more. But one of the biggest changes that you're going to see is that we're moving to 30-minute episodes. You've been used to 60-minute episodes, but we're going to be moving to 30-minute episodes, and we're going back to weekly episodes. If you'll recall, we had started out with weekly episodes, you know, almost weekly episodes, then we went to weekly episodes, then we went to every other week episodes. Well, we're moving back to weekly episodes. One, because we just like talking to each other and we like talking with you. Mm-hmm. And we are mindful that, you know, 60 minutes is a long time to be listening to an episode in the way that the market is right now. So we're moving to 30-minute episodes. And also, we are going to be framing each episode as a response to a question. You might have noticed that today's episode was kind of like, where have you been and where are we going? That was the question for this episode that we are responding to. So in the future, our episodes are all going to be themed around particular questions. There's still going to be questions about diversity, about inclusion, about belonging, about the church, about faith, about anti-racism, about justice, about reconciliation. We're still going to be talking about all those big issues, but we're going to make our conversation, or hope to have our conversation, still be conversational, but a little bit more succinct, so they're a little bit more easily digestible. That's what we want to do. Eric, have I left out anything?
No. The thing that I'm really excited about is that we're going to be out there every week again. So hopefully for those of you that have gotten close with us, you'll feel like you get to be closer to us again, because we're going to be a little more frequent and we'll be a little bit more topic bound with these questions. And it'll just be good to resume our pattern of meeting and talking together.
Yeah, yeah. When we moved to every other week, we had good reasons to do it. Again, life was lifing, and we were trying to make some adjustments, but I really did miss coming together every week. I really did, so I'm glad we're moving back to that format. Chong, you're the newest member to the team, so you haven't had as much history with us. But as you look forward to some of the changes that we have been talking about or anticipating, what are you looking forward to, or what are you hoping that will happen with this in the next chapter of the Antioch podcast?
Yeah, well, I only joined about, late last year, and It's a good experience for me. And so I'm kind of excited to see how this new format goes with 30-minute weekly episodes. Just from my experience from the last few months, I kind of worry about whether we could be disciplined enough to keep ourselves to the 30 minutes. Because we have so much wealth and wisdom around the table, especially when six of us are all together. I mean, there's so much we can talk about. So it's sort of like, how do we make sure, keep it, you know, on time? So anyways, but it will be a great experience. I'm curious and excited to see what's going on.
Yeah. That is good. That could be a challenge for us. That's one of the things that we talked about. We talked about, 30-minute episodes is probably a little bit more in alignment with what podcasts are doing in terms of more of a shorter format. But we can be pretty talkative sometimes because of our familiarity with one another, and our familiarity and our emotions and knowledge that is associated with the various topics that we have. I mean, we are some passionate people. And so that is going to be interesting to see how that works out. But I think we'll be able to do it.
We're going to try
to keep it to We're going to try to keep it to 30 minutes. It might be 35, but no, we're going to keep it to, we're going to keep it to 30. Maybe we will reward ourselves for when we get it to, yeah, we'll pay ourselves double. We can keep it to 30. I
look forward to seeing that check of double. Yeah.
I mean, if we pay ourselves double, it's still the same amount. Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh dear. But I am grateful that everyone said that they wanted to continue. I'm grateful that everyone said and thinks that that we're still relevant, that we still have something to contribute to the space. I'm grateful that during our time off air that we were, you know, recognized by Sojourners Magazine. That was kind of like, wow, okay, this is quite a surprise. Very humbled, very appreciative of it, and just feeling a little bit, okay, how do we live more into this recognition and this expectation? So We're growing as a team. We're being mindful of what's going on around us, hoping that we can be a little bit more nimble and a little bit more flexible in how we approach our various topics. So I just want to say, we just wanted to drop this episode as the kind of the introduction to the changes that are coming up. You'll see those regular podcasts begin dropping in July, which you're hearing us in July. But thank you so very much for your patience with us. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Continue to follow us. We'll be getting better at communicating with you about what we're up to. We promise. We've made this commitment among ourselves that we're going to do better at that because we are deeply appreciative of you. Until we meet again, want to invite you to keep the faith and keep fighting for justice. This has been the Antioch Podcast.
You've been listening to the Antioch Podcast, conversations about biblical anti-racism. You can help us by spreading the word about the Antioch Podcast, by praying for us, sharing this episode on your social media, writing us a review, or supporting us financially by clicking on the support link on our website, www.antiochpodcast.org. Music, editing, and production of the Antioch Podcast provided by Eric Nykamp. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support.